Today we're going to continue our study of Romans by looking at Romans chapter 12.
今天我们要继续来看罗马书，要看罗马书十二章。
From verses 9 to 21.
要看的是九到二十一节。
Who would like to read the English and who would like to read the Chinese?
我们请一位帮我们念英文，一位帮我们念中文。
Any volunteers for English?
有没有人愿意帮我们念英文？
Jim, and who'd like to do the Chinese?
谁愿意帮我们念中文？
Thanks, Annie. Okay, let's start with can we start with the Chinese?
先念中文。
爱人不可虚假。善要亲近，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主，在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切，圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要一昧的款待，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福不可诅咒，与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭，要彼此同心，不要志气高大，倒要抚救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。所以你的仇敌若饿了就给他吃，若就给他，因为你这样行就是把炭火堆在他的头上。你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
Love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in brotherly love, honor one another above yourselves, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, share with God's people who are in need, practice hospitality, bless those who persecute you, and bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
I don't know if you counted them or not, but our passage that we just read have 30 commands.
不知道你们算过，我们今天念的这段经文有30个命令。
Now, 30 different commands, usually sermons have 3 points, right?
通常在讲到的时候，我们会有三个重点，对不对？
Okay, and 3 points, we usually preach 45 minutes.
那差不多三个重点讲45分钟。
So hold on to your hats, hold on to your seats. We have 30 commands.And I'm not going to tell you how long I'm going to take with my message.
所以今天有三十个重点哦，所以我不能，我没办法保证说到底讲多久。
I was in China 2 weeks ago preaching, and on some days I preach for 9 hours.
上礼拜我在中国大陆那主日讲道的时候我讲了九个小时
And then when I finished I had 2 hours of counseling to do
那讲完九个小时之后又花了两个小时辅导
Now Taiwan is not China
不过台湾跟中国大陆不一样
I'm aware of that
我很清楚啊
And so I will not spend 9 hours with my message
所以我今天不会花九个小时来讲道
Well, if this was the U.S., I would be given 30 minutes, and so I'd have to spend 1 minute on each verse, or each command.
所以如果这里是美国的话，我会大概每一个重一个命令花一分钟的时间就讲三十分钟。
So I will warn you right now, I plan to spend 1.5 minutes, approximately, on each command.
我跟大家警告一下，我大概每一个命令花一分钟半的时间来讲，所以差不多是45分钟。
Now this passage is exhortation at its best.
这一段经文真的是劝诫的一个最好的例子哦。
There is something in this passage to make every one of you squirm.
就是在这段经文里面，一定会有一句话让你觉得很坐立不安。
And if you're not squirming by about midway in my message, then I'm not doing my job and you can get a refund on the way out.
如果你听到一半还不觉得坐立不安的话，就表示我讲得不好，所以大家等一下就可以退费啊。
So here it goes.
好，大家就现在就听我讲。
30 commands that will change your life.
这三十个命令可以改变你的生命。
Strengthen your faith.
坚固你的信心。
And prove to the world that Christianity is real.
可以向世人来证明说基督教的信仰是真实的。
This passage is what we call exemplary behavior.
这段经文真的是基督徒的一个模范的一个行为。
And the first command is let love be without hypocrisy.
那第一个命令是爱不可虚假虚伪。
When you love somebody, it's got to be real.
你爱一个人一定要是真诚的。
Have you ever had somebody say, "Oh, I love you"?
有没有人跟你说，哦，我爱你？
Love me, you don't even know me.
You know, 你根本不认识我，你怎么爱我？
When we were in Thailand last Chinese New Year handing out Bibles, we had several friends who came from the U.S. also to help us pass out Bibles.
去年农历年我们去泰国发圣经的时候有几个朋友从美国来加入我们。
And we had several Christians from the South in the U.S.
那有几个基督徒是美国南方来的。
Now, in the South, everybody's very warm and embracing. We used to hug each other when we came to school each morning. That's the way Southerners are.
美国南方人都很热情啊，每上学，就是见面都是一定要拥抱。
And they often say, "I love you," very easily. I love you.
很容易把我爱你挂在口头上。
I have many stories about that, but I won't get into them.
我有很多这样的故事，不过我今天就不讲了。
But what was so interesting is that our American brothers.As they were handing out the Bibles to the Chinese from mainland China, they would say this.
那这些美国南方来的基督徒呢，他们发圣经给中国大陆来的游客的时候，他就会说
，Jesus loves you.
他说耶稣爱你。
I love you.
我爱你。
And I'm thinking, wait, we have a cultural disconnect here.
我就想说这个有文化的差距哦。
In mainland China, they don't often say I love you.
在中国大陆。中国人不会讲我爱你。
Or if they do say that, they usually say it to their spouse or their child.
如果讲的话，通常是对你的配偶或者对你的孩子讲。
So here's a stranger from the U.S. who you don't know, who doesn't speak your language, is saying to you, "I love you."
现在这个你根本不认识那个美国人，用着你不懂的这个英文来跟你说我爱你。
Well, you get the point.
所以你应该可以了解那种感受。
Love has to be real.
爱必须要真实真诚
And unfortunately, sometimes it's not.
可惜有时候我们的爱不见得很真诚
Sometimes we say it, but then the person leaves us and we talk about them behind their back.
有时候我们当面跟人家说我爱你那个人走了之后我们立刻就在背后讲他不好
I remember one time I was talking on the phone with someone.
记得有一次我在电话上跟一个人讲话
And their phone had a mute button on it that you could hit the button and then they could talk to their company so that then the customer doesn't hear what they're saying.
那对方的电话它有一个按键的功能就是按下去就是可以静音对方就是听不到那他就可以跟旁边的人商量一些事情。
Well, I was talking to someone in the church.
那我当时是跟教会一个人在讲话。
And they said, well, let me put you on hold and I'll ask my husband about that.
那讲到一半他说我先按一下静音等候键哦那我问一下我先生再跟你讲。
Well, she didn't hit the hold button.
结果他没有整个按下去哦。
And I heard everything she said about me.
结果他跟他先生讲 跟我有关的所有的话都被我听进去了。
And it wasn't very pleasant.
不是很好听的话。
So she gets back on the phone.
所以换回来在接电话的时候呢。
And I said, I just heard everything you said.
我说你刚刚讲的话我全都听到了。
And she went, How are you going to translate that one?
她非常的震惊。
So the point is, brothers and sisters, how would you feel if the person you're talking about was standing right next to you?
所以各位弟兄姐妹，你如果是换作是你会有什么感受呢？那个讲你不是的人，如果就站在你旁边讲
，Are you squirming yet?
你会不会觉得很痛苦呢
？Well, that's close. Second command, abhor what is evil.
第二个命令是邪恶要厌恶。
How many of you used the English word abhor last week? Raise your hand.
在座有多少人上礼拜用了厌恶这个词
Abhor. That's what the New American Standard has, is abhor. Well, what does that word mean?
这个厌恶到底是什么意思?
It means you hate it.
就是你很痛恨的意思。
When you abhor something, you hate it.
你厌恶一样东西就表示你痛恨那样东西。
Now think about what you don't like.
想想看你不喜欢什么。
How many of you have something that you really don't like?
有什么事是你不喜欢的
yeah. Okay, well, I have two things I really don't like.
我有两样东西是两件事是我不喜欢的很痛恨的
You want to know what they are?
想不想知道是哪两件事
The first is snakes.
第一个是蛇我很讨厌蛇
I hate snakes.
我很痛恨蛇
I grew up in Florida.
我在佛罗里达州长大
My house was right on the river.
我们家就在河边
And I have had more encounters with snakes than you have had encounters with mosquitoes.
我看过的蛇比你看过的蚊子还多
And so when I see a snake, my first response is kill it.
我看到蛇的时候第一个反应就是赶快把它杀掉
Well, the second thing I hate is dog poop.
那第二个我最恨的就是狗屎
And when we moved to Taiwan in 1992, Taipei City had 10,000 street dogs.
我们1992年搬来台北的时候，当时台北街头有10,000只流浪狗。
And so wherever you walked, you had to be really careful.
所以你走在路上要非常的小心。
So I was ministering at Friendship Presbyterian Church, and we lived in a church-provided apartment about 1 kilometer away from the church.
那当时我在信友堂服侍，那教会提供我们一个宿舍，那宿舍离。教会大概走路就是1公里的
公寓不是宿舍宿舍就是我还没有毕业大学哦真的哦谢谢你教我一点普通话不好意思我没想到 but what would happen was is every Sunday morning I would go to church about 30 minutes or an hour earlier than Evie and our two kids who at that time were small and were in a double stroller
那当时呢主日的时候我都会提早半小时先去教会然后师母再带着我们当时还两个很小的孩子推着推车带他们走去教会
And as soon as I got to the church I'd pick up the phone
那我每次一到教会就打电话给师母
And I'd call Evie
我就打电话给她说
And I'd give her the poo report
报告说哪个地方有狗屎
And so I'd say Okay, when you get near the mom and pop shop right across from the Bian Li Shang Dian be careful, there's 2 places
那我就会说你走到那个便利商店那附近的时候要注意那边有两坨狗屎
Well, after I started ministering at Friendship Presbyterian Church they constructed me a new office
那我在信友堂服侍之后后来他们准备一间新的办公室给我
And I got new carpet
就铺了新地毯
And on the first day of the new carpet
铺了新地毯的第一天呢
Somebody in the church came for counseling
教会有一个人来接受辅导
And they were not paying attention to the poop report
结果呢这个人根本走在路上也不留心那个狗屎啊
And they didn't take their shoes off
就脚上沾了狗屎然后进到我办公室的时候也没脱鞋
And so they came in to my office
所以走进来之后呢我就闻到了
And I looked down,
我就往下一看,
and there on my new carpet,
这个狗屎就粘在我的新地毯上,
somebody had stepped in dog poop,
这个人踩到狗屎了,
and brought it into my office.
结果还带到我的办公室来,
and for 6 years, I had to smell that.
连整整六年啊, 我每天都要闻那个狗屎的味道,
I hate it.
我实在痛恨极了。
Well, brothers and sisters, what are you supposed to hate?
各位弟兄姐妹，你应该恨恶什么呢
？Evil，
应该恨恶邪恶。
Things that God says are wrong.
上帝说错很错的离谱的事情，你就要去恨恶。
The Bible says there are several things that God hates.
圣经提到说上帝恨恶了一些事情。
Lips that speak lies.
比如说说谎言的嘴唇。
Feet that run rapidly to do evil.
跑去做坏事的脚。
These are things that God hates.
这些都是上帝所痛恨的。
But unfortunately, today in this world, we've lost our sensitivity to the things that God hates.
可是很可惜，我们今天活在这世上，常常会忽略了神到底恨恶什么样的事。
God hates idols.
上帝恨恶偶像。
God hates sexual immorality.
他恨恶淫乱。
God hates broken promises.
他恨恶不守诺言的人。
Do we hate them?
我们恨不恨这些东西呢?
Notice the next command.
来看下一个命令。
Be devoted. Oh, excuse me. Cling to what is good. That's the second half.
良善要持守。
So we're to hate what is bad, but we're to hold on. We're to grab the things that are good and never let them go.
我们要痛恨邪恶的事，然后我们要紧紧握住好的事。
This word cling is very vivid.
这边用持守用抓住是很生动的形容词。
Now we have a little chihuahua that we brought today.
我们家有一只奇娃娃今天有带来。
And the guy is pretty smart. The little guy is pretty smart.
这只奇娃娃很聪明哦。
And he's afraid of heights. He doesn't like high places.
他有惧高症哦。
So when we walk up the four flights of stairs to my office, down the street, he gets very scared.
所以每次爬四楼到我的办公室，他就会很害怕。
And so he looks at me like, will you pick me up?
他就会看着我说，你可不可以抱我？
And will you hold me?
可不可以就是抱着我？
And will you hold on to me really tightly?
抱着紧紧的。
And so that's what I do.
所以我就会抱他，抱得紧紧的。
Because otherwise he gets scared.
要不然他就会很害怕。
Well, brothers and sisters, we are supposed to grab and hold on to the things that are good.
各位弟兄姐妹，对于好的事情，我们要紧紧的抱住。
The things that are lovely.
对于好的事情。
The things that are of good report.
就是良善的事情。
The things that are excellent.
好的，美好的事情。
If there's anything.Pure or lovely or anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things.
你的心思意念要常常的去想着那些良善的、美好的、可喜悦的事情。
Be devoted to one another in brotherly love.
要以手足之爱彼此相亲。
Now, usually when you think about love, you think about a husband and a wife.
通常你想到爱的时候，是想到夫妻之间的爱。
Or a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
或是男女朋友之间的爱。
And when you hear the word devoted to love,
所以你看到说这边要委身来爱这个人的时候，
then you really think usually about your spouse.
你真的是只会想到，主要会想到你的配偶。
But actually that's not right.
可是不止这样。
The theme song of the church should be a song that was popular in the 1970s when I was graduating from high school.
教会里面的主题曲应该是1970年代我在高中的时候那时候很流行的一首歌。
There was a song called Hopelessly Devoted to You.
那首歌直译的话是绝望的爱上你，可其实意思就是说我很彻底的来，我就是彻头彻尾的来爱你。
You see, just as much as Amazing Grace is the theme song of the church, Hopelessly Devoted to You is the theme song of the church.
所以教会的主题曲不但应该是一个奇异恩典，也应该是一个完全的来委身来爱彼此。
And you know, sometimes it really is.
真的有时候是这样子。
It's true.
这是真的。
I have seen Christians that actually take seriously the fact that we're devoted to one another because we're members of one another in Christ's body.
我真的是看过基督徒之间彼此相亲相爱，因为我们都是同属于一个身体。
I've known believers who, when there were needs in the body, they gave until it hurt to alleviate the need of the brother or sister who was in need.
我看过基督徒看到弟兄姐妹有需要的时候，他们就不断的付出，不断的给到自己，有所。把自己所有的都给出去。
I've known people who serve the church tirelessly from morning until night.
我看到很多基督徒真是毫无倦怠的在侍奉，在教会里面侍奉，从早到晚。
And I've known people who love others in the church just like Jesus loves.
我认识很多基督徒就像基督一样爱教会。
But then I've known others.
可是我也认识不同的基督徒。
Who are not devoted to the body.
他们并没有来爱肢体。
There are people who say to me, oh, I love Jesus, but I don't really like the church.
他们会说我很爱耶稣，可是我不是很不怎么爱教会。
Or I like half the people in the church, but the other half I don't quite like.
教会有一半的人我喜欢，可是另外一半的人我不喜欢。
Now you're like that.
你就像这样。
You have people in the church who you like, who you click with, who you think are great.
教会有些人是你喜欢的，你觉得跟他很合得来。
And then you have people who you wish were not in your family.
可是还有一些人，你觉得说还好跟他不是一家人。
And it's very hard to be devoted to those people, is it not?
那就是你不希望跟他成为一家人的，这样的人真的是很难去爱他。
I found in the church that when a person does not understand this command, they view the church like they view buying something.
我觉得不了解这个观念的人，他们看教会好像是一个消费者的心态。
For example, they're consumer Christians.
他们就是一种消费型的基督徒。
They come to church and they look around for the kind of church that they like and they church shop.They hunt around for a church.
他们就是逛教会，逛逛看哪个教会是他喜欢的。
And then when they find that the church that they're attending doesn't give them what they want, then they go to another church.
当他们发现教会不能给他想要的东西的时候，他就会再去找别的教会。
But what I've discovered is that so many Christians leave the church for a different reason.
可是我发现很多基督徒他离开教会的原因各有不同。
A lot of Christians leave a church because they do not resolve the conflict according to biblical principles.
很多基督徒离开教会是因为他们没有按照圣经的原则来化解冲突。
We are to be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace in the church.
我们在教会里面应该要尽力的来追求和睦。
And that happens when we're devoted to one another.
所以当我们相亲相爱的时候就能够有和睦。
And I've known too many people...who are not devoted to the church.
那我认识很多人并没有真正来爱教会，委身在教会里面。
Notice the next command.
看下一个命令。
Give preference to one another in honor.
用恭敬的心互相礼让。
Not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit. 继续。
The next one.
Mm-hmm.
The joy.
Not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
殷勤不可懒惰，心灵要火热，然后常常服侍主。
Did you see that last phrase, serving the Lord?
你们看到十一节最后一句说要常常服侍主。
Here the Apostle Paul is talking to us about how we relate in the body of Christ.
使徒保罗在教我们肢体之间要怎么样彼此来相处。
And the phrase he uses to summarize all these activities is serving the Lord.
讲完以后最后一个结论是你要服侍主。
You see, as you do it unto the least of the brothers and sisters in Christ, you're doing it unto Jesus. You're serving Him.
各位弟兄姐妹，当你坐在一个弟兄当中最小的一个身上，你就是在坐在耶稣身上。
But then in verse 12, we have a switch.
可是十二节忽然话锋一转。
From practicing your faith in relationship to those in the body of Christ, to now living out your faith in the attitudes of your heart.
前面这三节讲到说我们跟肢体之间怎么样，我们要怎么样活出信仰来相亲相爱，然后十二节这边开始在讲那我们自己要活出什么样的生命。
Three commands.
三个命令。
Rejoicing in hope.
在盼望中要喜乐。
Now why did he say to Christians rejoice in hope?
他为什么要这样讲呢？
Actually he said rejoicing in hope, which means it's something we are to continually do. Rejoicing, keep on rejoicing. Don't just rejoice once on Sunday and then forget to rejoice on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday.
原文是说在盼望中要持续喜乐，所以不是只是一次而已。
Why did he say that?
为什么要讲在盼望中要喜乐？
Because brothers and sisters, we live in a world right now that's hopeless.
因为我们住在一个绝望的没有盼望的世界里面。
We live in a world right now where babies die from drinking milk that was supposed to give them nourishment.
在这个世界上，这个婴儿喝奶本来是要长大的，结果却会中毒死亡。
We live in a world where friends that you know of jump off the top of the buildings when they don't make the grade on their tests that they want to make.
很多人因为考试结果不满意，没有通过，不及格，他就可以跳楼自杀。
We live in a world where as many children come into the world with a disease in some continents as come into a world without disease in other places.
在这个世界上，有些地方的孩童，他们一生要面对许多的疾病，没有办法活下去。
And this world has no hope to offer.
这个世界没有办法给我们盼望。
But Jesus has hope.
可是耶稣有盼望。
And it's not just a hope for this life.
不只是在这今生有盼望。
The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians, if we hoped in Christ in this life only, we are above all men most to be pitied.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书里面讲到说，如果我们在基督里只在今生有盼望，就比所有的人更可怜。
Why did he say that?
他为什么这样讲？
He said that because our hope in Christ goes beyond this world that we live in and it goes into the next world.
因为我们在基督里面盼望可以超越今生，一直持续到永生。
We have a resurrected hope.
我们这个盼望是复活的盼望。
You know, over the last 2 weeks, the world's been going crazy.
过去这两个礼拜，真的发生很多的事情。
The stock market has been manic depressive.
股市真的是不断的快要崩盘了。
And I've watched people's responses. You know, people are all nervous.
我看到很多人的反应就是很紧张。
They're losing their money.
因为一直在荷包在失血。
Losing everything that they love.
他们所爱的东西一样样的失去。
And while this was happening, I was just so amazed because I had this undying peace and joy in my heart.
可是在这样的情况下，我心里面却有一股源源不绝的一个平安。
And that's partially because I don't have any money.
这是因为我没什么钱。
Now, if I did have money, I'd probably be like the rest of the people. Did I lose my money? How much did I lose? 50%, 40%? Depends on which stock market I was in.
如果我有钱的话，我大概会跟那些人一样，非常的紧张，一天到晚在看说到底降幅有多少了。
And I was walking around mainland China and reading the newspaper and Shanging Wanglu and looking at the internet and seeing what was happening in the U.S. I had this amazing hope.
那我在中国大陆的时候，我就上网看到这么多的坏消息，看到美国这些经济方面的危机，可是我心里面却有很大的盼望。
Paul says we have this hope as an anchor of our souls.
保罗说，我们这个盼望是我们灵魂的锚。
What does an anchor do?
这个锚可以做什么呢？
When you set the anchor down, then it holds the boat, and the boat doesn't go all over the place.
当你在船上的时候把锚抛下去，你的船就可以稳住。
Do you have that hope today?
今天你的生命里面有没有这样的盼望？
The hope of Jesus.
在基督里面的盼望。
The hope that if you lose all your money or even if you lose your life, it doesn't matter.
即使你失去你所有的钱，甚至失去你的生命都没有关系。
The tomb is empty.
因为基督的坟墓已经空了。
And Jesus says, if he came out of that tomb, you're going to rise too on the last day.
耶稣说，如果我能够从这坟墓里出来，将来有一天你也必要复活。
You see, what you need to do is you need to get your mind out of today.
所以你必须要把你的心思意念从现在的处境当中抽离出来。
And see the future.
然后去前瞻未来。
And see your Savior.
来看你的救主。
He's coming back.
他会再来。
On a white horse.
他将要骑着白马再来。
And the amazing thing about him coming back, Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians that when he comes back, he'll be bringing with him all who have died in the Lord.
奇妙的是，在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面，保罗跟我们说，当耶稣再来的时候，他要让那些已经死的人复活，跟他一起过来。
And I'm really happy he's coming back on a white horse.
我非常高兴他是要骑着白马再来。
Because that proves that there are animals in heaven.
因为这证明了在 天上还有动物。
Persevering in tribulation.
我们在患难中要忍耐。
It's really hard to go through tribulation and affliction, isn't it?
面对患难真的是很难，对不对？
I've noticed that when people have illnesses that go on and on and on, people get very uncomfortable being around the person who's constantly sick.
发现有些人常常生病哦，那我们面对这些常常生病的人，我们常常觉得很不自在，不知道怎么回应。
They don't know what to do.
就不知道怎么面对这样的人。
I went with another Christian one time to visit a man in the hospital in Hawaii who was dying of leukemia.
有一次，我跟一个朋友去夏威夷一个医院拜访一个得血癌快要死的人。
And everybody had been praying for this man to be healed.
那大家一直在为他祷告，希望他可以得医治。
And the first time he got leukemia, he was healed.
那他第一次刚罹患起来的时候，他有得医治。
So everyone in the church had confidence that God was going to heal Cliff the second time.
所以教会里面每个人都很有信心，当他起来复发的时候，教会里面的人都认为神会再医治他。
But I went with this other Christian brother to visit Cliff in the hospital.
可是我跟一个弟兄去医院拜访这个弟兄的时候。
And I looked at him.
我看着他。
And his skin was gray.
他的皮肤都已经蜡黄。
And his eyes were yellow.
眼睛都变成黄色。
And I knew that Cliff was not long for this world.
我知道他活不久了。
And as I was thinking about what words of comfort and hope I could bring to Cliff at this time, the Christian who was with me sat down on the bed next to Cliff.
那我那时候在想我要怎么安慰他的时候，跟我去的那个弟兄就坐在他的床榻旁边。
And he didn't know what to say.
他不知道要讲什么。
Because someone who had to persevere in affliction made him very uncomfortable.
因为看到一个人在患难中这样的忍耐，让他很不自在，不知道怎么反应。
So this other Christian brother sits down on the bed and says, "Well, Cliff."
那这个弟兄坐在他的病床旁边，就说，Cliff."
No, he said, "Well, Cliff." I don't know how you say it in Chinese. You're the one who's translating, not me.
We don't say that in Chinese.
Oh, okay, you don't say that in Chinese. Well, then say it in English. But no, I'm just playing with my wonderful translator. It was the most awkward moment of my ministerial career.
真的是我在侍奉当中遇到最尴尬的一个时刻，无话可说，不知道讲什么。
Brothers and sisters, it's very hard to persevere in tribulation because we want it to go away.
在患难中真的是很难去忍耐，因为我们都希望患难苦难可以赶快离开。
And God says persevere.
可是上帝说在患难中你要忍耐下去。
Keep on going.
继续。
Never stop.
不要停下来。
You see, we give up too easily.
我们太容易放弃了。
And Lord knows, sometimes things get really hard. And you know where they really get hard? Is when you're serving the Lord and your affliction comes because you're serving the Lord.
有时候你在服事的时候，因为你服事的关系，你就遇到很大的难关。
I've had the privilege of working with Christians in mainland China who have been persecuted.
我有幸可以在中国大陆服事那些被遭到逼迫的基督徒。
I've interviewed over 160 Christians in China.
我在中国大陆访问了160个这样受逼迫的基督徒。
Last night I read 116 different interviews that I had done.
昨天晚上我就在再看一下我做的这116个访问。
And almost every one of them said they had been persecuted by the government.
那这几乎每一个人都说他们被政府迫害。
They had been arrested.
他们遭到逮捕。
Some of them had been tortured.
那有些人还被严刑拷打。
Their family members had been taken away.
家人被带走。
And if you don't think that's hard, brothers and sisters, you don't know what hard is.
如果你觉得这样还不够苦的话，你真的是不晓得什么是苦。
And you know, being on the mission field is hard.
在宣教工厂宣教是很辛苦的一件事。
It's one of the few jobs where you get to raise your own salary and do all the work at the same time.
真的是还要自己去想办法筹你的薪水，然后还要自己去，还要去努力去工作。
Would you be at the job you're at right now if you had to raise the money for your job as well as do it?
如果你现在的工作需要你自己去筹这个薪水的话，你会喜欢吗？
And then they wonder why so many missionaries leave Taiwan after 1 or 2 years.
难怪很多宣教士在台湾待一两年之后就离开了。
It's hard.
真的是很苦。
On my last 3 trips to China, I was in some of the hardest situations I've ever been in my ministry.
我上次去中国大陆的时候遇到很大的难关。
I've been in situations where I had to preach for 6-8 hours a day and I didn't have food and I didn't have water and it was 90 degrees heat.
当时有一天我必须要连续讲6个小时，而且没有东西吃，没有东西喝，那而且当时非常的热哦。
And after that happened, and I had just given so much and given so much, my body began to break down.
然后我就这样不断的付出，不断的去讲到最后，我自己就已经体力不支了。
And I called up Evie.
我就打电话给师母。
And I was crying.
就哭了。
And I said, I just want to come home.
我说我现在只想回家。
I hate China.
我恨中国大陆。
I love the Chinese people.
我爱中国人。
But I hate the situation.
可是我实在很痛恨中国的环境。
No toilet.
那边没有厕所。
I won't even tell you what I saw.
有厕所没有马桶，我实在不想跟你形容他们的厕所是什么样子。
So many times, nothing that I can eat.
很多时候我没有东西可以吃。
Being in the middle of people who were absolutely poor, I was in places that didn't have running water and didn't have electricity.
那这些人真的是穷到极点哦，我很多地方连自来水都没有，没有也没有电。
I had a lady come up to me one time and say to me, why do you go back to China?
有一个姐妹有一次来问我说你为什么要回来中国？
Every time you go there, something horrible happens.
你每次来中国都发生一些很悲惨的事。
You get really sick.
你都会病重。
The police chase you out of a city.
那公安追着你跑。
Like they chased me out of Harbin a few days ago.
就像几天前我真的被公安追着跑。
She's like, why do you do it?
她问我说你为什么要回来？
And I paused before I answered.
我就先停了一下才回答。
I asked myself, why do I do it?
我心里面就先问自己说我为什么要回来。
Am I stupid?
我是太笨了吗？
Well, brothers and sisters, there's one reason.
各位弟兄姐妹，就只有一个原因。
Because I'm supposed to persevere in tribulation.
因为我在患难中应该要忍耐。
Because believers are supposed to share in the sufferings of Christ.
因为我们
Share in the sufferings of Christ. 我们分享，
因为我们要在基督的受苦当中，我们要一同来有份。
Let me ask you a question this morning.
今天早上我要跟各位一个问题。
Where would you be if Jesus did not persevere in tribulation?
如果耶稣在患难中没有忍耐到底的话，你今天会在哪里？
Where would you be if in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus started to pray and sweat drops of blood, he said, I'm having some second thoughts here. I don't like this.
如果耶稣当年在克西马尼园他祷告汗如血滴流下来的时候，他忽然说，我改变主意了。
I want to go have a Coke.
我想去喝杯可乐。
I don't want to drink this cup of sorrow.
我不想喝这个苦杯。
Give me a Starbucks latte.
给我一杯星巴克的拿铁咖啡吧。
Extra sugar, please.
多加一点糖。
And could I have it in a large cup?
可不可以给我大杯的呢？
He didn't say that.
他没有这样讲。
He obeyed the Father.
他顺服了天父。
He suffered for us.
他为我们受苦。
And he says to you to do the same thing that he did.
所以他今天也告诉你说你要效法我的作为。
You think it's hard.
你觉得这样做很难。
People often say to me, "Oh, Pastor Tim, being a Christian, it's so hard."
很多人跟我说，康牧师当基督徒实在是好难哦。
You know what's harder?
你知道什么更难吗
？Sin.
犯罪更难。
Oh, it seems as if sin is easy at first.
刚开始犯罪觉得说很简单，很容易啊。
I mean, it's easier to give in to temptation than it is to fight it.
去啊，落入试探总比去抵挡试探容易。
But you know what happens?
可是。结果呢?
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价是死。
And actually, what seemed to be so easy ends up being harder for you.
原先看起来好像比较容易的罪，其实最后反而会更苦。
So brothers and sisters, you're supposed to embrace and hold on to the tribulation that comes to you in Jesus.
所以各位弟兄姐妹在遭遇患难的时候，你应该要紧抓住耶稣，你要忍耐下去。
Because Jesus held on for you.
因为耶稣他也为了你的缘故他忍耐他的忍受他的患难
devoted to prayer
祷告要恒切
we're supposed to be devoted to one another
我们要互相彼此相亲相爱
and we're supposed to be devoted to what
我们也要恒切的来做什么
to prayer
祷告
okay everybody take out your pencils
大家拿出你的笔来
and a sheet of paper
拿出一张纸来
I have a test for all of youDon't put your name on the paper. I don't want to see your name.
我要给大家测验一下，不过不要在上面写你的名字。
I want all of you to write down on a sheet of paper how many minutes you prayed last week.
那我要大家在纸上写下来，你上个礼拜整整一个礼拜花了几分钟的时间来祷告。
And then fold the paper over so I won't know it's your, you know, that it's you. And then pass the paper and to Aaron, and Aaron's going to collect them for me.
然后写好以后把那个纸对折然后传到前面给 Aaron
This is for those of you who haven't squirmed up to this point
就是如果你听到这边都还没有坐立不安的话这个是给你的
Okay Aaron would you be so kind as to collect them. You can pass them to the middle. I'm very interested in this. I don't want to make assumptions.
我很好奇哦，那我想知道结果。我不想就直接讲说我认为你们一定怎么样。我想看看你们真正的答案。
You all might be devoted to prayer.
也许你们每个人都很恒切在祷告。
Or maybe you're not.
也许没有。
But I want to find out.
可是我想知道。
And you need to know.
你自己也需要知道。
And I won't know your name.
那我这个是匿名的，所以我不知道那个谁是几分钟。
Okay, you can give me the ones you've already collected, and I'll be reading these out loud to us all while you're collecting the rest.
我先念我现在手上有的。
Some of you didn't vote.
有些人没有写啊。
Some of you wrote on the back of a发票。Can I keep this and turn it in to win the lottery?
有人写在同一发票上，我可不可以把发票留下来兑奖？
Okay. One thing I can tell from the responses this up to this point is we have a very honest congregation.
我目前可以看出我们的会众都很诚实哦。
Oh, there's a very honest person.
哇，这个人很诚实哦。
Here's another honest person.
这里还有一个很诚实的人。
I'm looking at them all before I read the numbers so you won't know whose I'm reading, okay? See, I'm preserving your anonymity.
What's that?
Well, what about me? Somebody wrote in Chinese. Sorry, Gene, you'll have to read that one for me. Thank you. Thank you for your participation.
谢谢大家的参与。
Oh my. This is very interesting. Oh, I love that one. Some of you are so unbelievably honest.
哇，有些人实在是太诚实了。
Now this is over the week, I'll let you know. Over the last week.
这是上礼拜的。
And Aaron, I'm going to ask you to open these up for me while I begin reading.
请 Aaron 帮我打开，我就开始念。
Just throw them over here, or you can hand them to me when they're all done. 15 minutes.
15分钟。
10 minutes.
10分钟。
30 minutes.
30分钟。
1 hour.
1小时。
1 hour.
1小时。
1 hour.
1小时。
15 minutes.
15分钟。
60 minutes.
60分钟。
80 minutes.
80分钟。
24 minutes.
24分钟。
7 hours.
7个小时。
1 minute.
1分钟。
1.5 hours.
一个半小时。
60 minutes.
60分钟。
40 minutes.
40分钟。
140 minutes.
140分钟。
60 minutes.
60分钟。
3 hours.
3小时。
3 hours.
3小时。
I don't know. That's another honest response. 有一个人说我不知道。
哦，有一个人说我不知道花多少时间。
20 minutes.
20分钟。
5 minutes.
5分钟。
2 hours.
2个小时。
30 minutes.
30分钟。
3.5 hours.
3个半小时。
60 minutes.
60分钟。
Now I'm going to ask you a question.
我现在要问大家。
Are we devoted to prayer?
我们的祷告恒不恒切呢？
When I was in Korea,
我在韩国的时候，
I ran into a traffic jam.
有一次我去韩国，然后就遇到交通大阻塞。
At 5 a.m. in the morning.
早上凌晨五点的时候，清晨五点的时候。
In Seoul, Korea.
在首尔城市里面。
Where are people going at 5 a.m. in the morning?
一大早五点，这些人到底要去哪里呀？
Guess where they're going?
你猜他们要去哪里？
700,000 of them. Guess where they're going?
这70万个人，一大早五点，你猜他们要去哪里？
To the prayer meeting.
去参加祷告会。
That happens for an hour and a half before people leave for work at 7.
就是在大家出门上班前一个半小时。
Brothers and sisters, I just came back from China.
各位弟兄姐妹，我刚从中国回来。
And I've seen people pray there like I've never seen before.
我看到那边的人祷告真的是非常的火热，是我没看过的。
I say to people, let's pray.
我 我就说，哎，我们来祷告。
And you know what they do?
你知道，听完他们就怎么样？他们就立刻这样伏伏在地上。
I said that in a room of people that came asking for prayer for healing. I said, let's pray. And everybody hit the ground, just like that.
就是在一个房间里面，这些人都是希望来祷告能够得医治的。所以当我一说，我们现在来祷告，每个人就通通伏伏在地上。
And I prayed for them for about 10 minutes.
我大概为他们祷告了十分钟。
And then I stopped.
然后我就停了。
And everybody looked at me.
大家就看着我。
Like,
他说，再继续祷告啊。再继续啊。
I'm like, I'm finished.
我说我祷告完了。
And they looked at me like I was an alien from a foreign country, or a foreign planet.
他们看我好像是外星人一样。
Well, brothers and sisters, we in Taiwan are not devoted to prayer.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们台湾的基督徒真的是没有委身在祷告上。
Some of you are getting there. An hour a day, that's pretty good.
有些人已经很进步了，就是一天花一个小时真的很好。
24 minutes.
那24分钟。
40 minutes.
40分钟。
5 minutes.
5分钟。
What are you doing?
你到底在做什么？
How are you spending your time?
你的时间都花在哪里呢？
Now I'm going to ask another question.
现在我再问一个问题。
How much time did you spend last week shanging Wang Lu?
上礼拜你花多少时间在看网上网
？For those of you who don't speak Chinese, on the internet, how much time did you spend on the internet last week?
上礼拜你花了多少时间在上网
？Now we're going to have a public accounting. Raise your hand if you spent more than 7 hours last week.
上礼拜
on the internet
超过上网超过七小时的请举手。
Okay.That's all I'm going to say. Now I'm going to move on.
我讲到这边，我就点到为止。
I'm going to just throw these on the ground. No, nobody mind that I'm doing this. I just have to sort of like clean my surroundings and.
对不起，我要把这些纸先扔地上哦，因为我要看我的奖章。
Persevering in tribulation.
在患难中要坚忍。
Oh wait, I just read the wrong side of my paper.
读错了。
Contributing to the needs of saints.
圣徒有缺乏了就要接济。
Saints have needs.
圣徒是有缺有需要。
And the amazing thing about the New Testament churches is people sold all their possessions, they gave to anybody who had need.
在新约教会里面的人，他们把自己的变卖自己的财产，然后供给有需要的人使用。
And the church grew.
教会就成长。
Brothers and sisters, we're supposed to take care of one another.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们应该要彼此照顾。
Paul gets really upset one time in the New Testament because there's this, or was it Paul? There was a situation where the widows, no, that's Acts, but the widows were being neglected. Some of the widows weren't getting food, weren't getting cared for.
使徒行传里面讲到说，有在教会里面有一些寡妇，他们的生活的饮食没有被照顾到。
What's wrong with that is that we're all part of the body, and so if one member struggles or suffering, we're all supposed to share in it.
我们都是同属于一个身体，所以当我们有一个肢体在受苦的时候，其他人都要一起来跟他分享。
And one of the ways we show to the world that Christianity is real is we take care of one another, we contribute to the needs of the saints.
我们要彼此来照顾彼此的需要，好让世人看见我们的爱是真诚的。
Practicing hospitality.
那客旅要热诚的接待。
This is not preached upon enough.
这一句话真的是讲在讲台上讲的不够多。
We need to emphasize this more and more.
我们要越来越强调这一点。
You want to know why?
为什么？
Because we have a God who opens His home to us.
因为上帝敞开他的家，让开放他的家，让我们进来。
Jesus tells us about His house.
耶稣跟我们讲到他的住处。
He says in John, "In my Father's house there are many mansions, many big rooms. I love big rooms."
耶稣在约翰福音里面跟我们讲说，在我父的住处里面有许多大房间。
He says, "I go to prepare a place for you."
他说我去是要为你们预备住的地方。
Now, how many of you have ever stayed in a hotel?
在座有多少人住过饭店
？A little bit high-class hotel.
比较高级一点的饭店。
Where when you walk in, and you've been out at dinner, and you walk in at 9 o'clock, you look at your bed, and what's happened?
晚上吃过用过晚餐然后。走回旅馆饭店的时候九点多看到什么呢
Somebody has pulled down the sheets for you.
有人已经帮你把那个被单掀开。
they've left a little orchid and a little chocolate mint on your pillow.
在你的枕头旁边放一颗巧克力。
They prepared a place for you.
他们为你预备了一个地方。
Well, brothers and sisters in the church, that's what we're supposed to do.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们在教会就是要做这样的事。
Open our heart and open our home.
就是要敞开我们的心，也开放我们的家庭。
To who?
向谁开放呢？
To strangers.
就是向陌生人。
That's the catch.
重点在这。
Okay, let's talk about this for a minute.
我们来谈一下这个。
One time when we were pastoring at Friendship Presbyterian Church, we had a guy show up at church.
有一次啊，我们在长老教会牧会的时候，有一个人来教会。
And this brother came and he said, "Well, I'm here to study Chinese."
他说我来我是来读中文的，
学中文。I said, "Well, where are you staying?"
我说那你住哪里？
And he said, "I'm staying in a hostel."
他说我住在那个青年宿舍里面。
With 11 Iranians who smoke.Iranian.
然后里面住了十一个伊朗人，他们都抽烟。
And he's like, I have asthma.
那我有气喘的毛病。
So I said, well, why don't you stay with us for a few days?
我说，那你来跟我们住几天好了。
Well, 3 months after that, Daryl was still at our house.
结果三个月后，他还住在我们，还是住在我们家。
My mother used to say,
我妈妈以前常说，
after 3 days,
三天以后，
relatives and fish stink.
After 3 days.
三天以后，你从别的地方来的亲戚朋友，也是一条鱼都很臭死了。So after 3 days, somebody stays in your house, you know, it's time to move on. 是这个的意思。
就是说，不管是谁啊，亲戚朋友或者不认识人，反正待三天就够了，就该走了。
Well, we had Daryl for 3 months.
结果这个人在我们家住了三个月。
My mother was the queen of hospitality.
我妈妈真的是非常懂得好客之道。
My mom just loves meeting people.
她就很喜欢认识新朋友。
Now we lived in Florida, right across the river from Kennedy Space Center.
那我们住在佛罗里达那个地方，就在那个甘乃迪太空中心的对面。
And during the time of the Apollo rockets, Apollo 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, when man is going to the moon,
在那个阿波罗那个火箭升空的那段期间，就是他们人类要登陆月球那段期间。
We literally had hundreds of people come and put tents up in our front yard. Many of them didn't even ask. They just like put up a tent in our yard.
那我们大概有几百个人到我们家前院在那边搭帐篷了。
Because our house is the best place in the United States to see the rocket take off. It takes off right.In front, straight in front of my house.
因为我们家是全美国那个可以看火箭升空最好的一个地方。
Well, my mom would open up our home.
那我妈妈就会开放我们的家。
She'd make food for everybody and come serve everybody out who was sleeping in a tent in our front yard.
她会煮饭给大家吃哦，还拿出去在帐篷里面问他们要不要吃。
And we used to have these parties.
那我们常常办一些派对。
And one time we had 142 people in our house at the same time.
有一次我们家来了142个人。
So on Christmas, we would open up our home to anybody, and everybody in the town knew that they could just come to our house on Christmas.
那圣诞节的时候我们会开放我们家，所以我们那个小镇的人都知道说那天都可以到我们家来吃东西。
And one Christmas, this couple stopped by, and they stayed about 2 hours, and they ate.
那有一年圣诞节就有一对夫妇来我们家，然后来吃饭，然后待了2个小时。
And we had a great conversation with them.
我们就跟他们聊得很开心。
And after 2 hours when they left,
两个小时后他们离开了。
My mom turns to my dad and she says, charming people, Homer, but who were they?
我妈就转头问我爸爸说，哇，这两个人真好啊，他们是谁啊？
And dad said, I don't know, I thought you knew them.
我爸说我不知道啊，我还以为你认识他们。
We don't know who those people were.
根本不知道他们两个是谁。
I know who they were.
我知道他们是谁。
Hebrews 13 verse 2 told me who they were.
希伯来书13:2告诉我们他们是谁。
Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it.
不要忘了用爱心来接待陌生人，有人这样做就在无意中接待了天使。
That's who they were, Homer.
他们就是天使。
They were angels.
他们就是天使。
Bless those who persecute you.
迫害你们的要为他们祝福。
Bless and curse not.
只可祝福，不可咒诅。
Now, how many of y'all curse at people when they do bad things that you don't like?
在座有多少人，如果别人做一些你不喜欢的事情的时候，你会去咒诅他们？
Like, for example, you're in traffic and somebody cuts you off. Do any of you ever cuss?
比如说你开车的时候，有人超你的车，你们在座有没有人因为这样就骂他？咒骂他。
Well, let's up the ante a little bit. Let's talk about something that's more serious.
我们来讲更严重的事好了。
Imagine that you're being persecuted because you're a Christian.
想象一下，因为你是基督徒，结果你受到迫害。
And people come to your house.
那有人来你家。
And they take your family members away.
把你的家人带走。
They take your wife away.
带走你的妻子。
They beat her.
殴打她。
They take an electric cattle prod.And for 28 hours, they stick the cattle prod in every place they can stick it.
拿电击棒24小时这样折磨你。
Now, are you going to want to curse the person who did that?
你是不是会想去咒诅这样的人？
What does the Bible say you should do?
圣经说你应该怎么做？
I bless you.
他说你要祝福他。
Now, brothers and sisters, this almost seems insane.
这句话真的是很太离谱哦。
But you have to picture the people to whom this letter...was given.
可是你要去想象说当初这封信是写给谁的。
This was Rome.
这是当时在罗马。
They didn't have boxing matches.
那当时没有什么拳击赛。
They didn't have that Muay Thai thing that they do in Thailand, you know, that everybody comes to watch and see.
也没有那种
没关系啊。
泰国。
You know what I'm getting at. You know what they had for entertainment?
你猜他们当时的人是用什么来做娱乐呢？
Let's go watch the Christians get eaten by the lions.
当时的娱乐就是去看基督徒被狮子生吞活剥。
And what does God say do to the people who are doing that to your family members?
那上帝说对于这样的人，这样来对待你家人的人，你要怎么对他们说什么呢？
Bless.
你要祝福他们。
And curse not.
不可咒诅。
Now there is no way possible that you can do that on your own strength.
我们靠自己的力量根本做不到这样。
You don't have the desire and you don't have the power.
你根本不想去祝福他也做不到。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
Brothers and sisters,
各位弟兄姐妹,
that's exactly what God did.
但是上帝当初就是这样做。
Somebody came and dragged the son out of the house.
有人来把他的儿子拖出房子。
And they took the son to a high mountain.
把他带到山上,
and they put him on a cross.
把他钉在十字架上。
And while they were nailing his hands to the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
当这个儿子被钉在十字架上的时候，他竟然说，父啊，求你饶恕他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Is that your Christianity?
这就是你所信仰的基督教信仰吗？
Is that the way you respond?
你是不是会这样来回应呢?
Brothers and sisters, this is the heart of the gospel, that God loves his enemies and makes them his friends.
各位弟兄姐妹,这是福音的核心,就是神爱他的敌人,他要跟他们成为朋友。
And so all these last verses, they're all about the amazing power of God to be able to take situations that are evil and turn them around for good.
所以这边都在讲说神怎么样把邪恶的事情扭转成为祝福。
But I'm getting ahead of myself.
我讲太快了。
Notice, he says, rejoice with those who rejoice.
他说要与喜乐的人一同喜乐。
Weep with those who weep.
与哀哭的人一同哀哭。
This is so important.
这一点很重要。
I recently saw Stephen Curtis Chapman's family on Larry King Live.
我最近在那个赖瑞金现场节目里面看到那个福音歌手史蒂文·柯蒂斯·查普曼一家接受访问。
Stephen's a very famous Christian singer who's had many hit albums.
史蒂文他是一个很有名的福音歌手，有很多畅销的专辑。
He and his wife adopted three young girls from mainland China.
他们夫妻从中国大陆领养了三个小女孩。
And in May, when they should have been celebrating their 17-year-old son's graduation from high school, their 17-year-old son ran over their 6-year-old daughter.
五月的时候，他十七岁的儿子高中毕业，他们本来要庆祝，结果这个儿子却不小心开车碾过他五岁的妹妹。
不是不小心的开车，就是他看不到他，因为这个孩子太小了，所以他开得很小心，但是他没有看到他跑到那个车子的路上来，后来他
在自家的那个车库车道上，可能在倒退车的时候，那个妹妹站在后面根本没有看到，所以他就不小心就碾过去。
And in the middle of this horrible situation and hearing the story of it, Larry King turns to Steve Curtis Chapman and he asked him this question.
所以主持人听了之后就问他一个问题。
He said, Stephen, what have you learned from this?
他说你从这件事情这个意外你学到什么功课？
And you know what Stephen said?
你猜他的回答是什么？
He said, I've learned one thing.
他说我学到一件事。
He said, I've learned that sometimes the best thing to do is just cry with somebody.
我学到是有时候最好的做法就是你跟跟人一起哭。
Just sit with them.
跟爱哭的人坐在一起哭。
What do you do when someone's facing a tragedy?
当别人遭遇悲剧的时候你怎么做呢？
Don't go and give them a sermon.
不要去跟他们讲一些长篇大论。
That's what Job's friends did.
当初约伯的朋友就是这样做。
In the Old Testament, Job lost his health.
在旧约圣经里面这个约伯呢他失去他的健康。
He lost his wealth.
失去他的财富。
He lost his family.
失去他的家人。
He lost his flock.
失去他的牛羊。
And his friends come.
就他朋友来了。
And they give him a lecture.
就给他讲一篇大道理。
Stupid jerks.
这些人实在是有够愚蠢。
What they should have done was this.
其实他们应该做的事呢
Here's Job sitting with boils all over his body.
看到约伯坐在那边全身长满疮的时候
And by the way, I don't have boils on my body. I had laser surgery. So that's why I look like I've been attacked by a flock of mosquitoes, okay?
我这个手上这些不是长疮是因为我去接受雷射治疗
So nobody asked me during the lunchtime, What happened to you? What happened to you? I just told you what happened to me.
所以等一下吃饭不要一直问我你的手到底怎么了
SoHere is Job sitting there with boils all over his body.
所以约伯坐在那边全身长满毒疮。
And his friend should have come and held his hand.
他朋友其实应该来握住他的手。
And wept.
跟他一起哭。
And said, I'm so sorry.
说真的很抱歉怎么会这样子。
I don't know what to do.
真的很难过。
I just don't know what to say.
真的不晓得讲什么。
What did Jesus do when he went to Lazarus's tomb?
当年耶稣到了拉撒路的坟墓前他做什么
And he saw that one of his friends had died.
他看见他的好朋友死了
He wept.
他就哭了
Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了
Do you weep?
你会哭吗
Do you weep with those who weep?
你会跟哭的人一起哭吗
Or is your heart so hardened that you won't feel what they feel?
还是你的心已经硬到你根本没有办法去感受别人的痛苦
The Bible says be of the same mind towards one another.
圣经说要彼此同心
Don't be haughty in mind but associate with the lowly
不可心高气傲反而要与卑微的人来往
Okay, picture this
大家想象一下
You're at a party
你去参加一个派对
David Beckham is there
贝克汉在那里
His wife, Posh Spice is there
他的太太也在那里
Brad Pitt is there
布莱德比特在那里
Bill Gates is there
比尔盖茨在那里
Melinda Gates is there
盖茨的太太也在那里
Angelina Jolie is not there She's off in Cambodia adopting some other kid.
Angelina,
Forget it.
她不在那里，因为她忙着去领养。
And the person who cleans the toilet in the MRT is there.
然后在捷运里面打扫的厕所的工人也在，清洁工也在那里。
And the little man without legs who goes on a little chudza down the street on Roosevelt Road.His napkins, he's there.
然后在罗斯福路街上，坐轮椅没缺腿的那个在卖抹布的那个人也在那里。
And the toll collector and the Taishan Shoufei Zhan on the way to the Taoyuan, 以前是中正机场，现在是桃园国际机场。The toll collector on the way to the international airport is there.
那泰山收费站里面那个收费员也在那里。
At the party.
你来参加这个派对
And you've only got time to talk to one person
那你的时间不够你只能跟一个人讲话
Who are you going to talk to?
你会选择跟哪一个人讲话
Bill Gates?
是比尔盖茨吗
Brad Pitt?
布莱德比特吗
Toll collector
还是跟那个收费员
handicapped Taiwanese person?
还是跟那个残障的台湾人?
Who chews betel nuts?
还嚼着槟榔。
Brothers and sisters, don't you see that the gospel is the great leveler of classes? In the Bible, we don't have rich people, poor people, stupid people, smart people, wealthy people, poor people.
你看在圣经里面我们是不分阶级高低的，没有不分贫富，不分地位高低的人。
We're all the same.
每个人都一样。
In God's eyes.
在上帝的眼中每个人都一样。
We all need a savior.
我们每个人都需要一个救主。
And because of that, we should be willing to associate with the lowly and not just want to be with the important people.
所以我们必须要愿意跟卑微的人来往，而不是总是要跟大人物来往。
Don't be wise in your own estimation. Don't always think that you're smarter than everybody else.
不要自以为聪明，不要总是觉得你比别人聪明。
Do you think you're smarter than everybody else?
你觉得你比别人都聪明吗?
I mean, if you're criticizing someone else, then you think you're smarter than them.
如果你批评别人，其实就是表示你自己觉得自己比较聪明。
Okay, I want to tell you what happened to me in Shanghai a few days ago.
我跟你讲，几天前在上海发生一件事。
I had this friend who...American friend who moved to Shanghai.
我有一个美国朋友，他搬到上海去住。
And so he told me his address in Chinese.
他就跟我讲他中文的地址。
Now he's been studying Chinese for 20 years.
他学中文十二年了。
And he says, 我住在金秀街。
他说。
He said, 我住在金秀街。
Okay.
He said, I live at 金秀街。So I got in the taxi and I would tell the taxi driver, Jin Shou Jie. And he looks at me funny, he's like, I don't know.
他就很奇怪地看着我，就是不知道哪一次在讲哪一条路。
Now every time I get into a taxi in Shanghai, they take me, you know, on the long way around. And I get really irritated because something that's supposed to take 10 minutes takes 30.
那我每次在上海坐计程车，他们都故意绕远路，本来十分钟会到，都绕了三十分钟。
So this guy goes, 我不知道金秀街，我知道金秀街。And I said, it's not 金秀街。I said, 你是讲普通话的吗？你是讲很标准的普通话吗？如果你不讲很标准的普通话，请不要在上海当一个自习生上好吧？因为这是金秀街，都是第一声，不是金，金是第三声，秀是第四，不是金秀街，是金。And so I gave him the lecture of his life about the address in Chinese. Okay? For those of you who don't know what I said, you wouldn't understand it, so don't worry about it. But here's what happened.
结果呢,我跟他数落一顿之后呢?
The day after I gave the taxi driver the lecture, and he just didn't say anything, he just sort of looked at me, you know.
那天骂他一顿之后,他没讲什么。
I had this other friend,who travels with me in China, who's mainland Chinese.
那我一个中国朋友，他跟我一起旅行。
And I gave him the address.
我就把地址给他。
And he comes, he says, Kang Ke Li, 这条路的名字不是金秀街，是锦绣街。
And then he told me that I was wrong about the pronunciation.
Do not be wise in your own estimation.
不可自以为聪明哦。
Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men.
不可以恶报恶，大家以为对的事情你要尊重。
Bear with me, I'm almost done.
请大家忍耐我一下。
And now we have one of the most important verses in the Bible. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men.
接下来这一节是圣经上最重要的一节经文。他说，若是可能，总要尽力与人和睦。
You're supposed to do everything that you can possibly do to make sure...that other people are at peace with you.
你总要尽最大的力量跟别人和平相处。
You're not supposed to leave the church when you have a conflict with somebody.
不能因为说在教会跟别人有冲突你就离开教会。
You're supposed to do your part to reconcile.
你应该想办法跟他和好。
And if we did this, the church would be such an amazing place.
如果我们这样做的话，教会真的是充满和平。
Don't take your own revenge.
不要为自己伸冤。
There is nothing more natural than taking revenge.
我觉得人受委屈的时候很自然的就想要为自己伸冤。
When I was in Shanghai, I was riding a bicycle past a playground.
有一次我在上海我骑脚踏车经过一个游乐场。
And there were two 外国孩子。
那有两个外国小孩。
And they had just gotten into a fight.
在打架。
And so the dad comes over to the side of the fence and he's talking to the people about it, to the two kids about it.
然后爸爸就来了，然后就在跟想要化解这个冲突。
And so actually, it was a 外国孩子 who was about 6 years old, and a 中国女儿 who was about 五岁。
所以是一个六岁的外国小男孩跟五岁的中国小女孩在吵架。
And so the dad's talking to his son, and here's what I hear the son say.But dad, she started it. She hit me first. That's what the kid said.
那这个外国爸爸就在跟这个外国小孩问他小孩说怎么回事，他就说爸爸，可是是他先开始的，是他先打我的。
You know, there's nothing more natural than taking revenge.
所以你受委屈的时候，你就很自然的，你就是想要去报复。
That's not your place.
可是神说这不是你应该做的事。
That's God's place.
这个报应是由上帝来报应。
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
上帝说，深渊在我，我必报应。
I will repay.
我必报应。
Instead, in this passage, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for as it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Instead, we should bless our enemies and serve them and love them, the text says.
这边说经文说亲爱的不要为自己伸冤宁可等候主的愤怒因为经上记着主说伸冤在我我必报应所以你要去爱人你要去祝福人
If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you shall heap coals of burning fire on his head.
可是如果你的仇敌饿了就给他吃如果渴了就给他喝因为你这样做就是把炭火堆在他的头上
And now the last verse, do not be overcome.By evil, but overcome evil with good.
最后一节说，不可被恶所胜，反而要以善胜恶。
You know what happens when you do this?
你知道如果你这样做会怎么样吗？
People get saved.
人就会信主。
Okay, I went to Harbin in North China.
有一次我到中国北方的哈尔滨。
I went to give 100 people 3 days of training on the Book of Romans.
我去那边给100个人上课，上罗马书。
And I get there, and something happened.
然后去的时候发生一件事。
I found out that the police knew that I was there.
我发现公安知道我到那里。
And the police knew that I was going to get the training.
公安知道我要给他们上课。
So I couldn't do it.
所以我就没办法上。
But when my assistant went to research and find out how the police found out, here's what he uncovered.
那结果我这个助手就去打听一下这个公安的背景。
Well, he actually went to talk to the people in the church to try and find out how it was that the police had found out about my coming.
So he just went to ask why the police would know I'm coming.
So my assistant asked some of the leaders who had come to have dinner in the church, and he said, how did the police find out?
So this 助手就问教会的一些牧者说，这个公安怎么知道我来？
And this one sister said, I called him.
那这个有一个姐妹说，是我打电话给公安的。
And he's like,You called the police and told them where Pastor Tim is staying, his hotel room number, and that he was coming at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning to teach us all class. You told them that?
他说什么啊？你打电话给公安，跟他说康牧师要来，然后九点钟要来，然后住哪个饭店，住哪个房间？你跟他讲这些？
And she's like, yeah.
他说对啊。
He's like, why did you do that?
你为什么要这样做？
And she said, well, you remember 2 years ago I was arrested.
你记不记得两年前我被逮捕
And five of our leaders were arrested with me
然后我们有五个牧长被跟我一样一起被捕
And we were persecuted and beaten for several days
结果在那边被严刑拷打好几天
And then they let us go
后来他们放我们走
Well 2 weeks after that the chief of police showed up at my house again
你知道吗两个当时两个礼拜后那个公安就来到我家
And he came back to my house and he said, my mom is sick.
他说跟我说我妈妈生病了。
And I've heard that you have the gift of healing prayer.
我听说你有那个医病祷告可以医病的能力。
So will you come to my house and pray for my mother?
你可不可以来我家为我母亲祷告？
What would you do?
我换作是你，你会怎么做？他要求你去为他母亲祷告。
Here's the man who took a stick and crammed it in your right ear.
这个人呢，曾经拿棍子来戳你的耳朵。
Here's a person who wouldn't let you sleep for 48 hours.
这个人曾经让你48小时没有办法睡觉。
Here's a person who put your face in the toilet so you drink toilet water.
这个人曾经把你的手按在马桶里面让你去喝马桶里面的水。
You know what I would have said?
你猜如果换作我是这个姐妹我会怎么做呢？
Go to hell.
我会说你去下地狱吧。
But I'm not Jesus.
可是我不是耶稣。
Yes, and Jesus would not have said that.
耶稣不会这样讲。
And I shouldn't say that.
我也不应该这样讲。
And praise God, she didn't say that.
赞美主，她也没有这样讲。
You know what this woman said?
你知道这个姐妹怎么说吗？
She said, I'll come to your house.
她说好，我去你家。
And so she went to the house, she prayed for the mother, and the mother got healed.
她就去那个公安家里为她的母亲祷告，结果她母亲就得医治了。
And from that day until now, the police say, okay, you can meet in your church anytime you want to, just call us 24 hours before, tell us exactly what's going on.
所以从那天起一直到现在这两年当中，公安说只要每次你有聚会，你就事先打电话告诉我时间地点，然后你们就可以聚会，没有问题。
If your enemy is hungry, feed him.
如果你的敌人仇敌饿了就给他吃。
If your enemy's mother is sick, come pray for her.
如果你仇敌的母亲病了，你就去为她祷告。
For in so doing, you shall heap coals of fire.
因为你这样做就是把炭火堆在她的头上。
And you'll burn the bad out.
你就会把那个坏东西烧掉。
And the love of Christ and the light of God will shine in.
基督的爱，上帝的光就会照在她心里。
Brothers and sisters, every one of these 30 commands.
各位弟兄姐妹，这三十个命令
is all about what Jesus did.
全部都是跟耶稣所做的有关。
He overcame evil with good.
耶稣他以善胜恶。
He did not return evil for evil.
他没有以恶报恶。
He gave a blessing instead.
他反而去祝福。
And this is the behavior that we're supposed to have in the church.
这正是我们在教会里面应该有的一个态度跟行为。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we confess that we are all too human.
主啊，我们承认我们真是充满人性。
We're not devoted to prayer.
我们没有在祷告上不恒切。
We're not devoted to the church.
我们也没有真正委身在教会里面。
We cuss instead of bless.
我们去咒诅人，我们没有去祝福人。
Instead of persevering in affliction, we give up and run away.
在患难中没有忍耐，反而就很快地放弃。
Instead of practicing hospitality to strangers, we only invite our friends out for dinner.
我们没有对陌生人展现好客之道，我们只懂得招待自己的朋友。
And so, Lord, we humble ourselves before you.
主啊，我们真是谦卑来到你的面前。
And we say we're sorry.
来向你说，我们错了。
We don't look like Jesus.
我们一点都不像耶稣。
And we pray for the grace, Lord God, to live out this passage.
求主施恩给我们，帮助我们能够活出这段经文的所说的。
And we pray, Lord, that as we live this passage, other people would see you inside of us.
主啊，求你帮助我们，当我们活出这些、遵守这些命令的时候，别人就可以在我们身上看见耶稣。
And they'd be drawn to you.
就会被你吸引。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm sorry. I took 1 minute and 47 seconds on each verse.
对不起，我今天每一节都花了一分钟又四十七秒时间。
So that means we only have 2 minutes for questions.
所以我们只有两分钟的时间可以回答问题。
And Larry is giving me the no, so I guess we don't have any questions.
So 说没有时间了，所以我们今天就不问问。
So if you have a question, feel free to get me during lunch.
所以有什么问题的话，等一下吃午饭的时候可以直接问我。
And since Larry wants lunch, then let's all stand up and we're going to ask Larry to pray for lunch.
因为 Larry 想吃午饭，所以我们请他请为我们做谢饭祷告。
So I will first say the benediction, then Larry will pray for the lunch.
我先为各位祝祷，然后 Larry 要来做谢饭祷告。
And then all of you will forgive me for going so long.
然后请大家原谅我今天讲这么久。
Let's pray.
一起来祷告。
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
愿主赐福给你，保守你。
And make His face to shine upon you.
愿他的脸光照你。
And give you peace.
赐给你平安。